repurposing authority. And you know, we talked about this before, where we would take a article and convert like a content, one problem solution type article, put into a bunch of different formats and mediums so different people could find it, learn about you, like you, and want to learn more about you. This is a very similar type of thing. So you're going to put your successes in different mediums to share them. And you want to have them created in a new style format. So by that, I would mean it's not, like, say it's the, you have a news release that goes out that's picked up different places. You then could do the same news one, but you have the same information in it, but start off by saying, here, this was a recent news release. It was picked up by CBS in San Diego. Think of their call letters, whatever it is. And here's what it was about. Something that simple. Just a little thing at the beginning where it's not, where you're saying, and you can use a humble brag in there also. But it's so it's not where you sound like you're trying to make it sound like you're a news reporter talking about you in third person. You're going to make it very much about yourself, where you're the one doing this. Hey, this was so cool. It got picked up by CBS in San Diego. They talked about my book that just came out, the da-da-da-da, and do that. And that way you're going to have it in different different formats. We'll show you in just a second. But again, just like with all the humble brag stuff and what I talked about earlier, it's important not to appear braggy. I'm not even sure if braggy is a word, so I put it in quotes. But you don't want to look like that person, right? You want to be humble and make it seem this is not, it's not like it's not a big deal. A lot of the what I think about a lot of this stuff is if you look at the you know, guy that goes and scores his first touchdown, he goes crazy. You know, throws the ball down, goes nuts, does a dance and everything. But once you get to a guy that scores every single week, they run back, they toss the ball to the ref, do a couple high fives to their buddies, the players, and they're done. That's what you want it to appear like. You don't want everything to seem like it's a massively huge deal. But this is basically a good format to use on that. So if you have your authority news release, which is really good, a good source for all these things, because no matter what you've done, it always can go back to that authority news release. Whereas the appearance on Howard Stern, the getting an article in Entrepreneur, being asked to speak at a certain place, having a book that hits a bestseller list, you can do news releases on all those. It's a good source. And like we did before, putting it into a SlideShare is very easy. You just break that up into paragraphs, read each one, record that with a screen share software, and you've got your video. Strip out the audio, and you've got your audio. Then you can upload that to SlideShare, YouTube, SoundCloud. And like we're doing on the Humble Brags, just a screenshot of those appearances is a good image to use on not just Facebook, but also on Pinterest and Instagram. So this is just ways to push all that stuff out there. Now, you want to make sure if you do it on these, you want to do it on your content also. You don't want your YouTube page to be nothing but just talking about how all your successes. You want those to be blended in there. But this stuff works really well. This is another good way of just putting your stuff out there in different formats so you can reach more people. And that's it for this one. And y'all can see if y'all have any questions about that. Or if y'all done anything like that so far, has anybody tested anything more than just posting on Facebook? So I can tell you it works to put that stuff out there. You can even do it a little bit different. If you want to just do a talking headshot when something cool happens, you can just turn on your camera on your laptop and just talk about how cool it was that this thing just happened to you, and then talk a little bit about the experience or actually what it was, and post that up to YouTube, Facebook. So it can be really easy stuff. All right. If the team asks, how often must we create an authority news release? It's really no set time. You just want it whenever something newsworthy happens to your business. or with you, that can be your article getting picked up, you getting a really big client or having a success with a client. You could do one for them that way, or if you get asked to speak somewhere. Unlimited things you could use it for, but I'd say a couple of months is a good number. If you got a lot going on, then maybe sometimes you have more than that.
Yeah, the one thing to realize is there's never a time when there's nothing that you can put it out about. You know, Brian mentioned about the client. One way to use even a humble brag in with a news release is when you decide that you want to put one out about the success that a client may have had. And, you know, when you do that and you make it about them, it can't help but also highlight the fact of how you helped them with that. To bring that up. So, you know, I guess, Brian, you have to coin a term for that, the humble news release or there something like that. But so there is no must really to it. There's probably always an opportunity that you can put one out if you feel that you're going with a stretch without it. But there's no, just absolute must. But as you go through, you'll start recognizing easy ways to do that. You know, we put them out, when people are featured on Influencers Radio, we'll put some out sometimes if we're featured or we are a guest on a podcast of something significant or want to put something out. So there's always can be a reason or an event created that you can put that spin on it to make it a powerful authority release.